There are rich teams, and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us. I need more money.
We're not New York. Find players with the money that we do have.
Your goal shouldn't be to buy players. Your goal should be to buy wins. And in order to buy wins, you need to buy runs.
We're gonna shake things up. Why don't you walk me through the board?
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't give a hoot about baseball, though a good baseball movie can be enjoyable. Moneyball achieves this to a degree, and its only real failures happen outside of the baseball context. Brad Pitt plays Billy Bean, the manager of the Oakland A's, who uses statistical analysis to build a championship team with only a fraction of the money at the disposal of the bigger ball clubs. You don't need to be a fan of baseball or even know how the business works to follow the film, which shows how the game is played off the field. Indeed, it's at these moments when the movie's at its best. And while Aaron Sorkin's script can get typically loud and frenetic at times, it has power behind it. But the movie runs too long, focusing on too many aspects of Bean's life to keep it from bogging down at times. And I kinda got tired of watching Brad Pitt eat and spit. Now I know it's baseball and these are realistic things that happen in the clubhouse, but the real Billy Bean was not nearly as attractive as Brad Pitt, so if we can have that suspension of disbelief, can't we have a suspension of disbelief of how much tobacco juice squirts out of his mouth? Moneyball gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.